Hi guys, it's Tuesday and Luke 20 is our chapter today, and we're going to jump ahead to about the 27th verse, it looks like, through the 47th verse. I know that sounds like a lot. We're talking about marriage though today. We're talking specifically about marriage in heaven. I'm just going to read this to you. Some of the Sadducees, who say there is no resurrection, came to Jesus with a question. "Teacher," they said, "Moses wrote for us that if a man's brother dies and leaves a wife but no children, the man must marry the widow and have children for his brother." This is one of the traditions they had in Judaism. "Now there were seven brothers. The first one married a woman and died childless. The second and then the third married her, and then the same way the seven died, leaving no children." Well, just looking at these first few verses here, I don't know if I would want to continue to get married if I was the lady, if we're up to the seventh husband. Verse 32, "Finally the woman died too. Now then, at the resurrection," that means in heaven, "whose wife will she be, since the seven were married to her?" Jesus replied, "The people of this age marry and are given in marriage. But those who are considered worthy of taking part in that age and in the resurrection from the dead will neither marry nor be given in marriage. And they can no longer die, for they are like angels." Now notice it doesn't say they are angels. We don't become angels when we die. "They are God's children, since they are children of the resurrection. But in the account of the bush, even Moses showed that the dead rise, for he calls the Lord, quote, the God of Abraham and the God of Isaac and the God of Jacob. He is not the God of the dead, but of the living, for to him all are alive." Some of the teachers of the law responded, "Well said, teacher," and no one dared to ask him any more questions. Now, this seems, if we read this, to indicate that we won't be married in heaven. And for some people who are in unhealthy marriages, this is probably a bit of a relief. But let's talk about the rest of us who hate the thought of us not being married to our spouse in heaven. Some of us don't like at all thinking about not having the love of our lives as our husband or our wives. I get it. I can't imagine not having my wife as my wife. And I think people struggle with this passage, but I want you to know that this doesn't mean that we won't know each other or even be in relationship with each other. And I want to just remind you that God created marriage, this covenant called marriage, really for two specific purposes. First of all, to establish companionships of someone to go through life with. And then, of course, secondly, for procreation, for creating more people. Those are the two main reasons, if we look back in Genesis, of why God created this thing we call marriage. So there's no need in heaven for marriage as we know it, because in heaven there's no loneliness, and in heaven there's no need for procreation. So if you still have a little bit of heartburn about this, I understand it. I do too. But we have to remember, we're guaranteed that heaven will be a place of eternal bliss. I think that we will have amazing relationships, better than any relationship that we have now with our families and with our spouse. And I think that it's important that we realize that we can rest in peace. We can rest in peace, not RIP when we die. We can rest now in peace, knowing that even if we can't figure it out, God's got it all figured out. Heaven's going to be perfect. We're not going to miss each other. I'm assuming we get to have great relationships with one another, including our spouse. But the two reasons God created marriage are not reasons that we would need in heaven. So it will be interesting to find out, but we can be assured that nothing in heaven will be lacking. I'll be back with you tomorrow on Wednesday.